Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode of the series The Virtues of Ramadan. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellent of reciting Salat al-Nabi Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The greatest prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, when the day of Thursday approaches, Allah azza wa jalla sends his angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They write the names of those who recite salat in abundance on Thursday and during Friday night, which begins after sunset on Thursday. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. That is, the believer's intention is better than his action. Remember two Madani pearls: without a good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. Secondly, the more righteous intentions one makes, the greater reward he will attain. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. Before listening to this episode, make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. You will listen to this episode till the very end. Whenever you hear Sallu ala al-Habib, you will recite Salat ala al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whatever knowledge you gain from this episode, inshallah azza wa jal, you will share this knowledge with your friends and family. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, our topic for today is parables of those who abundantly recite the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is the unique word of that great Rabb Azza wa Jal, who is all alone worthy of worship, all alone creator, and the real owner of the entire universe. Every goodness of the world and the hereafter is in his providing. He Azza wa Jal revealed this word upon the chief of the Rusul, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so that through it, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would call people to believe in Allah azza wa jal. It is the sacred and the blessed word which is worshipped if it is seen, recited, listened and touched. By reciting the Holy Quran abundantly with extreme love and devotion, our pious saints rahimahumullahu ta'ala would get lots of mercies and blessing. Let's listen to a parable regarding this. It is said about Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ismail Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi that despite being busy a lot, the pleasure and delight of worship was something to be followed. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had great love for the recitation of the Holy Quran. In the nights of sacred Ramadan, during Taraweeh, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would recite 10 parts in Nawafil and would complete the Holy Quran in the third night. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So in every 3 days, he completed one Quran Pak. Further, people would gather around him in the first night of the blessed Ramadan, and he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would recite the Holy Quran in front of them. Subhanallah azza wa jal. His love for the Holy Quran can be judged by this parable as well, that his Qatib Muhammad bin Abi Hatim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that once he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was invited by some of his pupils, so he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went there. When the time of Zuhr Salah came, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi offered Salah with people, then he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi started offering Nawafil. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi performed a very long Qiyam. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi completed his Salah, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said to some of his companions, raising one of the corners of his qamis, that is a shirt that is worn by South Asian people, his qamis, he said that, look, what is inside my qamis? They saw that there was a fatal animal who had stung him 16 to 17 places. causing his body to swell. The sign of stings were very clear. People said, Huzur, why didn't you stop offering salah when this fatal animal stung you first? It was replied, I started a surah, I wish to complete it, then I will perform salam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Ilahi khub de de shauk Quran ki tilawat ka, Ilahi khub de de shauk Quran ki tilawat ka, sharaf de gumbad e khazra ke saaye mein shahadat ka. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you noticed? Our pious saints rahimahumullah ta'ala would love the recitation of the Holy Quran so deeply that if they had any trouble or pain during the recitation of the Holy Quran, they would not bear to abandon the recitation of the Holy Quran, but rather they would like the thing that the maximum time be spent in the recitation of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, surely the recitation of the Holy Quran has countless mercies and blessings. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, recite the Holy Quran because on the day of judgment, it will come as an intercessor for all its reciters. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, we should also recite the Holy Quran as much as possible. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the holy month of Ramadan is amongst us. In this month, normally people recite a lot of Holy Quran, but after this month, normally people leave reciting the Holy Quran regularly. Make a habit to recite the Holy Quran daily. The Holy Quran is a great and matchless book. The Holy Quran is a clear evidence of Allah Azza wa Jal and His revealed Nur. All the humans and jinns, if they come together, cannot bring a piece of the work like the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is Sirat-e-Mustaqim and does not have any kind of crookedness, but rather it is extremely moderate and a safe book, containing abundant advantages for bondmen whose responsibility of protection Allah Azza wa Jal has taken Himself. The Holy Quran contains the knowledge regarding the predecessors and successors all. The Holy Quran is guidance, mercy, good news, advice, and the source of healing of all Muslims. The Holy Quran is an extremely impressive and effective book, which after being heard, the heart of Allah-fearing people tremble and they bewail after listening to the blessed verses that contain the torment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha, has said, when my respectable father, the first Khalifa, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would recite the Holy Quran, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not have any control on his tears. That is, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would weep bitterly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that once the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, recited the following verses, translation of Quran, Kinzul Iman, indeed your Lord's punishment will surely take place. No one can avert it. Due to being overcome with fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu became so much emotional that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu started suffocating and then remained in this state for almost 20 days. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Tere dar se sada thar tharaun, khauf se tere aansu bahaun, kaif aisa de, aisi ada ki, mere maula tu khairat de de. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a pious saint of Allah Azza wa Jal, who was an Allah-fearing, practicing scholar, after reciting the verses of admonition and torment at the time of recitation of the Holy Quran, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would shiver, and rather sometimes he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would become unconscious due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. One day, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi recited the following verses in Fajr Salah, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman. So when the trumpet will be blown, so that day will be a tough day. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was overcome with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal so much that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi fell over, trembling, and then passed away. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you noticed? Our pious saints rahimahumullahu ta'ala would recite the Holy Quran with extreme humility and self-mortification and would bewail a lot while pondering over its meaning. Therefore, at the time of recitation, we should try to weep when pondering over its meaning. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Quran was revealed with sorrow, therefore when you recite it, reveal your sorrow. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, acting upon the manner of our pious predecessors, we should also recite the Holy Quran more and more. We should also try to act upon the commandments mentioned in the Holy Quran. In verse 29 of Surah Al-Fatir, part 22, referring to the excellence of those who recite the Holy Quran, offer salah following Allah's commandment, pay zakah on time, and give sadqah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the Holy Quran, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, indeed those who read the book of Allah and keep the prayer established and spend from what we have bestowed upon them in secret and publicly are hopeful of a trade in which there is never a loss. Regarding this blessed verse in Tafsir-e-Baghawi, it has been mentioned that tijara, that is trade, means the reward for which Allah Azza wa Jal has promised. Surely it has no loss, that is, its reward will never be invalid nor be destroyed. It means Allah Azza wa Jal is giving good news of great reward for those who offer salah, give sadqah and charity, and recite the Holy Quran. Remember, we can get the reward of reciting the Holy Quran only when we recite the Holy Quran with correct pronunciation. Further, instead of reciting the Holy Quran lazily and heedlessly, we should recite the Holy Quran with sweet voice, ease of mind, and careful consideration. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, O the people of Quran, do not make Quran a taqiyah, that is, do not be lazy and heedless, and recite it during the day and during the night as it should be recited, and spread it and recite it with beautiful voice, and do not get a wage in return, and ponder over whatever is in the Holy Quran so that you may attain success. It has been mentioned in another narration, do not hurry in its reward because its reward is huge. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is stated in another blessed hadith that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the most excellent worship of my Ummah is the recitation of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Shaykh-e Tariqat, Amir Ahl-e Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has bestowed a Madani in'am upon us in order to make the recitation of the Holy Quran our daily routine and to develop its love in our hearts. He has written that today, have you had the privilege to recite or listen to at least 3 verses from Kanzul Iman, that is with translation and commentary? So we should form a habit of reciting the Holy Quran daily from Kanzul Iman, that is the translation written by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, or Tafsir-e-Khazanul Irfan, Nurul Irfan, Siratul Jinan, that is the Tafasi, the commentaries of the Holy Quran, with translation and commentary, with deep and careful consideration. In this way, in addition to acting upon the Madani Inam, we will also be able to attain lots of blessings of the Holy Quran. It will also develop a passion for practice, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, would recite the Holy Quran with great pleasure and delight. In this regard, let's listen to more faith-refreshing parables of these righteous people. Sayyidina Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had extraordinary interest and enthusiasm for the recitation of the Holy Quran. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would recite one Holy Quran every night. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. One night, Sayyidina Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said to his friends, is there a person amongst you who can offer 2 rakat tonight and recite one complete Quran in 1 rakat? No one from the attendees had this courage. Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stood himself and started 2 rakat salah. In the first rakat, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi recited the whole Quran and further 4 parts of the Holy Quran, and then recited Surah Al-Ikhlas in the second rakat and completed his namaz. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It was the routine of Sayyidina Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would recite the Holy Quran after Tahajjud Salah and would complete it prior to Fajr Salah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Similarly, Sayyidina Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, I spent many nights with Sayyidina Imam Shafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I saw that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would offer Salah 1/3 of the night I would not recite more than 50 verses. If he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had recited more, even then he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would not recite 100 verses. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would recite the verse of mercy, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would make dua to Allah Almighty for himself and for all the true believers to remain obedient. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would recite the verse of torment, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would ask for protection from it and would make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal for his and all true believers' salvation. Sayyidina Yahya bin Sa'id rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was also a devotee of the Holy Quran. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to complete one Quran between Maghrib and Isha Salah. Yahya bin Ma'in rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that Sayyidina Yahya Qattan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would perform Qiyam for 20 years. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to complete one Quran every night. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did not abandon going to the masajid at the time of Zawal for 40 years and never missed his jama'at. Ali bin Abdullah has stated, we were present with Sayyidina Yahya bin Sa'id rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked a person to recite the Holy Quran. He started reciting Surah Ad-Dukhan. When he started reciting the following words, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, indeed the day of decision is the appointment for all of them. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi fell over and started losing his consciousness. His chest rose from the floor and he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi started rolling and tossing restlessly. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then struck against the door, causing injury to his back and started bleeding. When the females of the house started crying, we came running and stopped when we reached the door. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then slowly gained his consciousness. We entered the house and found him repeating the same verse. Ali ibn Abdullah has said, the injury he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi received did not heal and he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi passed away. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahe Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Tere khauf se, tere dar se hamesha. Tere khauf se, tere dar se hamesha. Main thar thar rahun, kaanpta ya ilahi. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, it has been mentioned in this parable that Sayyidina Yahya bin Sa'id Qattan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to recite a complete Quran between Maghrib and Isha. Perhaps Shaitan may put this evil thought in someone's mind that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the person who recites a Quran in less than 3 nights, he has not understood. Then how could these people recite the Holy Quran in such a short period of time? Talking about the meaning of this blessed hadith, a great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, he who completes the Quran in less than 3 days, due to haste in recitation, neither can understand the words of the Holy Quran properly, nor can ponder over its apparent meaning. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then said, that remember, it is stated for ordinary Muslims, that if they recite the Holy Quran in a hurry, tongue gets folded, and the words are not pronounced properly. For righteous people of Allah Azza wa Jal, commandment is different. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself used to recite 5 and sometimes 6 parts of the Holy Quran in a single rak'at of Tahajjud Salah. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited the complete Quran in one night. Sayyidina Dawood ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would finish the blessed Zabur in a few minutes. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem would recite the complete Quran before putting his leg in the other stirrup of the horse. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it has been stated for general Muslims because they cannot recite the Holy Quran correctly if they recite quickly. Regarding the recitation of the complete Quran, the manners of general saints of Allah Azza wa Jal have been different. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we are listening to the incidents of those who abundantly recite the Holy Quran and virtues of reciting the Holy Quran. Remember, persuasion to recite the Holy Quran does not mean that we should be occupied with the recitation of the Holy Quran day and night by leaving faraid and wajibat and all other means of livelihood and remain totally heedless of the rights of people which are compulsory for us. A person's mother and father, sister and brother, children, wife, even his own self and his nafs have rights upon him. Therefore, after offering faraid and wajibat, we should also specify a time in which we recite the Holy Quran only. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with the privilege of reciting the Holy Quran daily, May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with the privilege of reciting the Holy Quran in abundance. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all of us without accountability for the sake of the Holy Quran. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal, tomorrow we'll be back with another episode. Till then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.